This Friday sees the start of one of the oldest festivals in Europe, celebrating amateur theatre in Hronów, close to the Polish border. The festival is dedicated to the great writer Alois Jirasek, who was born there. Although his plays have since fallen out of fashion, some troops at Jirasków Hronów still take a crack at his work every so often. And more importantly, over the course of 10 days, visitors of the town get to see some of the best in amateur theatre from the year, all in one place. I spoke to Lenka Lasniewska, the head of NIPOS, that's a cultural organization involved in the festival, and she agreed Hronów has had a fantastic run.
Maybe it's oldest festival, European oldest festival, which was never losing continuity.
This is a festival which celebrates amateur theater of all kinds. It cuts across genres.
Yes, yes.
So you have drama.
Yes, exactly.
Dance.
It is, yes. Children's theater, adults performing for children, dance theater, moving theater.
Was it always like this, or is this something that it has become more recently?
It's very complicated because in the Czech Republic exists a special structure of amateur theater. Exists a regional festival. From this regional festival, the best are coming to national festival, and from national festival, the best one are going to Hronov, big celebration of amateur theater in Czech Republic.
What kinds of productions are popular based on past experience? Is there a tendency toward comedies or serious drama, or is it always different?
It's cross through theater, from comedy like Perfect Wedding. It's also dark comedies to tragedies.
Obviously, we've said this is a festival with a very long history, and it references the famous Czech writer Alois Jirásek.
Mm.
To what degree is his sort of legacy an important part of the festival?
Alois Jirásek, we know that it was a Czech writer born in Hronov, so festival is dedicated to him. But to perform in this day, today, some play by Jirásek, it's very, very difficult, because it's maybe topic old.
Mm-hmm. It's dated.
Yeah, exactly.
So there is a reference, but it's not overly, because, it's moved on.
But it's true, it's correct to say that amateur theater group from Hronov try to perform some play. Also, it's for this year, it's prepared some Jirásek play.
I'm curious about this, because obviously there are varying definitions of amateur theater. Mm-hmm. Fundamentally, how do amateur troops see themselves? Do they define the kind of theater they're doing as simply unpaid, or something they do from the heart, as opposed to the kind of negative connotation of something not being as refined as professional theater? How do they see themselves?
Mm-hmm. Amateur theater exists in the world, exists some international amateur theater organization. It's named IATA, International Amateur Theater Organization. And the term of amateur theater has many different meanings. For example, for Britain, they are using the term voluntary theater.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in many countries exist amateur theater or non-professional theater.
But obviously, this is something to which they are very dedicated, which requires a lot of study, a lot of practice.
Mm.
So, is it fair to say that at some points, this kind of definition becomes maybe meaningless, or the difference between professional and amateur becomes blurred?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
What is the community like if we compare it to professional theater? Is this a close-knit community?
In Czech exists very, very interesting, some very interesting. Every year for the guests of Hronov, it's a big, big surprise how many people from prof theater coming to Hronov, like workshops leader, like director of performances, also why not? And also like to come and to see and to be in big society of theatre makers.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very typical, for Hronov. And I don't see, for example, last month I visited some festivals very similar like Hronov in Germany. And doesn't exist.
I guess if we were to take it a step further, also, there's also a tradition in Czech filmmaking of using non-actors or amateur actors.
Yeah, I agree. You're right.
So that would tie into that as well.
Yeah.
I was talking to a close friend of mine who is a very big fan of theater, as it happens, and she was saying that she saw a recent event where it was a mix of both professional and amateur, and in fact that the amateur was more moving in a way because it in some ways was more immediate or less polished, but somehow more authentic. So I suppose there's that element as well.
Yes, they are more free, like professional, because they are not responsible for money.
Let's talk about some of the productions that people should see this year if they're going to Hronov. A lot of them are Czech, some are from Slovakia, there's some other international ones as well.
Together will be in this Hronov will be 32 production in 75 performances in three different spaces. The spaces is from big theater, also dedicated to Jirásek theater, to improvisated space, small space in the school for small performances like puppet theater or children theater.
And could we talk about maybe one or two specific performances?
For me, it's more interesting the performances from field performing art. First, Perfect Wedding, it's opening performance of this festival. It's directed by profi director Milan Schejbal. Milan said many times to me, I need such energy which have amateur theater, really perfect performance because it's perfect acting.
One important facet for many visitors are the seminars and other workshops. That's, I guess, where a lot of the give and take goes on, where people, there are seminars about storytelling methods, directing methods, acting.
Yeah. It's tradition.
How does that work? Because it's a small town, population of some 6,000, right on the Polish border. What is the atmosphere like over the course of the festival?
It's a little bit problem because Hronov is really a little town, 6,000 inhabitants, it's not city, it's town. And with accommodation is problem in few years.
If we look at it from the perspective of producing the shows, the experience itself now, you know, it must be very personal almost.
Must be very personal. Most interesting in Hronov is society of amateur theater makers, because all people first for these people is interest on the theater. In Hronov you can see people on the street, in the pub. We are discussing about theater, about performances, and about theater, because it's big family. It's for Hronov is biggest event of the year.